Okay, it is Thursday morning, Parshas Truma. I'm sorry, Parshas Kisisa Tavshin Pei Dalet. The reason why I made a mistake is because we're going to learn a Maharal, a Gavalika Maharal together. It's in Parshas Truma. It could have been in Parshas Kisisa itself because at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, it speaks about giving the Masas HaShekel. And as we know from Rashi, we have three Masas HaShekels. One of the Masas HaShekel was a chiyuv to give for the Adonim, for the sockets of the Mishkan. One was a chiyuv to give for the Karbonas Tzibur, for all the Karbonas that were purchased with the Masas HaShekel. And the third Nesina was not a Masas HaShekel, but it was a Truma, a Kol Ish Asher Yedven Alibo. Anyone who wanted to bring, according to the level of spirit of the heart, would bring any one of the materials for the efforts of the Mishkan. So we have two obligations and we have one Rishus. So we spoke about this on some level last week. Today I'd like to learn the Maharal. Let's start. Amuzal, Chazal said, Shalosh Trumas Nemrukan. There are three Trumas that are said here, three donations. Dimlokein lama li gimel pamin truma, because even though the Torah doesn't say it beferish, but the point is, why would the word truma appear three times? Vayichuli truma, tikhu is trumasi, vazosa truma. Okay, so that's the question, why you have all three. Okay, so now skip down what concerns us to thou, the second, where the second line is umnam yesh baza odover muflug. You see that? In other words, I skip from one line down to the next. Amnam, however, yesh baza oydav mufla b'chachma. There's something wondrous in chachma here. The elu shayches shalosh trumas shayochem zelazeh. These three trumas, even though they seem to be disparate, you know, one's shmatzah for adonim, one's for korbanas tzibur, one is for the building materials for the mishkan, but they are interconnected. Ein ha'achas b'lo acheres. You can't have one without the other. V'kulam heim ka'achas, they're all like one. V'hein yinu. Ki kashir hayim lechas ha'mishkan kapora masa egel. Again, so now we know, mentioned by the Maharal, that the, and we spoke about this last week, at length also, that according to many Rishonim, Rashi and Rambam, Sipurno, that the Mishkan was a kapora on the egel. Kamosha mevor b'divei chacham, like it's in the chacham. You have Rashi, I'll just speak out, Rashi, I have the Hartman commentary in the back, he accesses and notes all of these Rashis in Vayikra. Rashi says, if Vayikra teschav gimel, whoever's tereach in the binyan mishkan, the shechina will be shoira, and it will be known, shneschaper lanu avon ha'ekel. You don't have that when I'm reading from. This Rashi in Vayikra says that with the shechina, it will now be known that the kapar of the ekel was achieved. And also Rashi Pikude says, mishkan ha'edis, the mishkan of testimony. What is it a testimony to? It's an edis l'Yisrael that Hashem was mevater on the mice Eagle, because Hashem is Mashra the Shechina. And this is a Medrash Tanchuma, and also another Medrash Tanchuma, Yavo Zohav HaMishkan, let the gold that's coming for the Mishkan, and let that be a Kapora al Zohav HaEgel. So you have various sources, both in Chazal and Rishonim, that the Mishkan was a Kapora for the Chet HaEgel. So now he's going to take apart what is implied in the Chet HaEgel. V'chotei Yisrael b'shlosha dvarim, and Klai Yisrael sinned three ways. Shem Shayochim Adam, the three ways of that are shaykh to man. Number one, in bechelik hanafshi shehu machshava. The first way is by using his machshava, his mind, his brain. Shehayim machashvim be'egel sheyesh b'mamish. They thought that the egel has some substance. Now, so therefore, it was a machshava of mind. Uva avodazara amar, regarding avodazara, it says l'man tvois yisrael b'libam. The word b'libam is used. Lev means their heart. And it also is reference to the emotional state, the mental state, I should say, of man. It's the thinking part of man. For avodah zara, the halacha is, even though we don't get an avera, if we have in our mind that we're going to do something, right? But if we have in mind that we accept this God as an avodah zara, in other words, in our minds we embrace the avodah zara. So that's also usher for avodah zara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is ma'anish on the machshava of avodah zara as well. So you see that the component called machshava is part of avodah zara. Okay, so that's one aspect. One aspect is the machshava of man. Ve'im b'masa, now we have the action of man. Shehayizovchenlo, they actually sacrifice an animal to the avodah zorah, to the eagle. Ve'yadua, and it's known, ki pe'ula samasa misyachas al guf ha'po'el, that the pe'ula, the action that you do, right, relates directly to the person who's doing the action. In other words, you are responsible for your actions. Lefikach, chet b'masa, an action, avera, misyachas al kli ha'masa, it relates back to the faculties of man that did the avera. In other words, if a person does an avera with his hand, right, so what he did was, right, his hand is now responsible for that avera. A person is responsible for all the physical faculties that he has, and all of the averas that are done through those faculties, what he calls the kli hamasa, lefisha hamasa yefsha below kli masa. You can't do an action without the kelim of your body that do action, right? Okay, now aval efsha sheyechta below machshava. It's possible to do a sin, right, without a machshava, kasher yechta b'shogeg. Let's say we do an avera b'shogeg. So our kli hamasa did an avera, but we did it unintentionally. Shechota adam below machshava. A person sinned without machshava. The kli haguf asher him gomrim hamasa. The kli haguf are the ones that finished the action. So in other words, like this, an act of an avera is an act of an avera, even if it didn't have machshava. It's called shogeg. A person still needs a kapara. So if a person b'shogeg forgot that it's Shabbos and he writes a letter on Shabbos, he writes a letter to his friend, right? So he's over on Kosev, right? So he did the kli, that's an avera, even though he didn't have the machshava to be over the avera. So that's called the kli. That's called the maasa. You're chayav for the kli hamasa. Again, it's shogeg. It takes it down one level. Now, they're also chayav for the machshava of avodah zorah. Now, what did Klal Yisrael do? V'Yisrael chatu b'machshava uv'masa egel. So far, we have two components. Klal Yisrael sinned with their machshava, the machshava that they regarded the egel as an avodah zorah. Uvamasa egel, and the actions, it says vayishtach vayizbuchu lo vayishtachli. If you look back in the pasuk, it says asulham egel masa asulham egel. They made an egel, right? That's what the pasuk says, that they bowed down to it and they served it. And so those are the two components of man that were involved in the egel. Number three, v'chotu b'mamonim. Now they sinned using their money. K'moshin is barba parshas kisisa. That sha'omer Moshe says, asu lehem what? Egel Elohei zahav. They made it out of gold. Aaron told the women, told them to take the earrings from the ears of the women, right? So they used their resources. They used their gold. And when Rashi says they made it Elohei zahav, the Gemara tells us, klomer, and Moshe's kind of tining to Hashem, Atogaram to Lahem, you caused this, God, Sheishpatilam Zav Harba, you gave them, you showered them with much gold, right? Klal Yisrael took a lot of gold out of Mitzrayim. So, you know, because of the gold that you gave them, what do you expect? Like, you set them up for it. You know, you put gold in their pockets, and of course now they have gold to do the Avodah Zorah. Okay, that's what the Chazal say. So you see that the Zohar, the gold itself, is responsible, their moment is also plays a part in the Avodah Zorah. So you have Maasa, you have their machshav, you have their maasa, their actions. You have the machshava, that you have their mind, and you have their resources. Commission is for v'ha'yisal b'shulzav ru'oyim lias from the nashim b'shloshim. So Klal Yisrael were ro'oy that they would be punished in three ways. They would be punished with their bodies. They should be punished with their minds. They should be punished with their resources. Lafikach, therefore, ha'yitzrichin kapor l'shloshim. Now they need a kapora. It's a three-twined kapora that they require, right? This is not just one kapora. The kapora of the eagle had to encompass all three aspects of the aveir itself. Now, v'tzivu lehem lasis gimel trumas. So now Hashem commands to give three trumas, and all of this is to provide a kapora for the cheta eagle. Number one, neged ha-nefesh v'aguf ha-mamon. In other words, you have all three. V'yadua, and we know. Ki kol b'nei adam shavim b'guf u'v'nefesh. Everyone is equal. In other words, if people are healthy, right? So everybody has a mind, and everybody has a guf. They have a body. Okay? Ki ein le'ed echad yosef anasheni. No one has more than the other. I mean, we all, Baruch Hashem, we all have brains in our heads, and we all have bodies, physical bodies. And that's obviously acknowledging that no two people have the same IQ and nobody looks the same, but we all have bodies and we all have a Karech HaMachshava. Ki kemosh yesh lezeh, yesh lezeh. Imda lemasher. Whether a person is wealthy, he could be a trillionaire or could be a pauper, but they each have a body, they each have a mind. L'chein amr b'shnei ha-trumas, and therefore by the two trumas of the Adonim and the truma of the Karbonas Tzibor, shehayu shavin, that everyone has to give the same. How much do they give? A machzis ha-shekel, because we're going to explain how these two contributions for the sockets and for the Karbonas Tzibor, they relate to the machshava and the masa. V'yadua ki ha'odim hu odim ayde nefesh v'gav. A person is a person because of his nefesh, his spirit, and because of his body. And then when you put those two together, the machzis ha'shekel for the nefesh and machzis ha'shekel for the guf, now you have a hu ha'shekel shalom, now it adds up to a full shekel. Va'nefesh hu chatzis shekel, the nefesh part is a chatzis shekel. When he says the nefesh part, he's talking about that which motivates man, that would be the koach ha'machshava, right, the spirit of man, that the machine in us is our brain and our machshava. Va'haguf hu chatzis shekel, and the physical body is another half a shekel, and you add the two halves and it makes up a whole. L'kach tzor, you have to give a half a shekel for each person. Now this gets very interesting. Pay attention here. A half a shekel contains 10 gera. In other words, like you'll say, there are 10 dimes in a dollar, right? There are 10 geras in a half a shekel. Yeah, a shekel, surely, because a full shekel now is how many geras? Esrim gera. Now, remember, there's 20 geras, 20 small coins. V'yadua, ki yesh ba'odim b'nefesh asar dvarim. In the person's nefesh part, he's got 10 points. Uva guf, in his body part, he's got a sarah dvarim. He's gonna enumerate them. This is fantastic. So the 20 gera that's represented by the two half shekels, they represented the 20 different aspects of man's mind, so to speak, and his spirit and his body. Let's go. Gemara says, they're three partners in the creation of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Aviv v'Imo. Hashem, man, and mother and father. Aviv mazriah lovishim. The person, he contributes the sperm. And what does that make in man? Let's count 10. Atzamas, bones, gidin, sinews, sipanayim, fingernails, moach, shebarosh, the brain, velovin shebaayim, the white of the eye. Right? So that is what? That's five. Did you count five things? Yes. Now that's the physical part. Isha mazras, and what is the woman, what does she contribute through her dam? Or the skin, basar, the flesh, dam, the blood, saros, the hair, v'shachor shebeinayim, and the pupil of the black of the eye. So that's another five. So five and five is how much? 10. What aspects of man are those 10 things that we just listed? The physical aspect of man, the guf of man. Now, v'akadosh baruch hu nosmeh, what does Hashem contribute? Ruach, uneshama, v'klaster panim, the way we look, v'riyas ha'ayin, the vision, v'shmiyas ha'ozen, hearing, v'dibur peh, the ability to speak. These are all speeches of man. These are all the various energies that man has. V'hilich raglayim, the ability to walk, daya, and the being of a haskel, the various levels of intellect and knowledge. Okay, so or the ability to hold knowledge. So these are all more spiritual, of the spirit, not of the body itself. In other words, they're energies. In other words, the eye itself and the bones and the hair, these are things that you could touch, right? Everything that you could touch, right? You could feel tangible. That's what man contributes. A man and his wife contribute those 10 aspects of man. But all the other aspects of man, the energies of man, the ability to think and the ability to walk and so on and so forth, these are considered, according to the morale, aspects that relate to the nefesh. Ad kan. Hare, asur dvarm shenasen kadosh baruch hu. Hashem gives us 10 things. Va'av ve'ima nasim gamkein asar devarim. Va'asar devarim shenas and kadosh baruch kulam nafshim kadoshim. And the 10 things that Hashem gives us are all holy nefesh types of things. Va'asar devarim shenas and av ve'ima hey kulam gufnim. And the 10 aspects of our body that are given to us by our parents, that is all physical. Like the Gemara says, when a person dies, so what happens with death? The neshama departs. Hashem takes his portion away. That's the departure of the neshama from the guf. The chelik of avim on the physical body, mutal of name, is laying right here. When a person is a body, you have a body, so the body has all the physical aspects of man, but it's lacking the spiritual. It's lacking the ability to all of the energies of man. Ki nefesh tashuv el halokim. The nefesh returns to Hashem. Comes out. Ba'aguf munach, and the body is there. Lefika chamer Torah, and therefore the Torah says, Esrim geira shekel, machnas ha-shekel tshum mal Hashem. So therefore, says the Maharal, but we still don't know why the machnas ha-shekel of the Adonim and the machnas ha-shekel of the Kabbonis Tzibur, why they relate to those two aspects of man, of those two aspects of the carbon. Let's see now. Now, karbanas are special that they provide a kapora for the nefesh. In other words, when a person does an avera, what part needs the kapora? It's the nefesh. K'dechsev l'chaper al nafsho seichem, on your nefesh, on the life source. V'hu machzus ha-shekel asher hayu makrivim mimenu. In other words, so therefore, when a person, because a person's mind and his thought and his heart were invested in avera, so the part of the avera that he did that requires a kapara, it relates to that, the energy aspect of man, the nefesh aspect of man, okay? We'll call it the spiritual aspect of man requires a kapara. And therefore, the machzus ha-shekel that comes to by karbonas tzibur, that relates to what the Maharal began by saying, that one of the three things that's responsible for the cheta ego is the spiritual part of man, okay? The life source of man. V'chemi machzus ha-shekel. Now let's look at the very interesting. What's the machzus ha-shekel nas adam? They're the sockets. What are the sockets of the Mishkan? They're the receptacles on which the planks of the Mishkan rested. V'yadua ki ha-donim heim beis kibul. It's the receptacle. Shebo hayu oindin ha-question. The kreshim stood in those sockets. Now if it stands in, if v'chem yisod ha-biyin, that is the foundation of the building. So that relates to the chomer part, to the physical aspect of man, because it's the binyan, it's the receptacle in which everything else is firm and has ability to be stable. Shehu yisod hamakabel akol, v'hu kamo odin hamakabel tzurus habinyan. It's like the odin. It's like the socket that accepts the tzurus habinyan. V'hu odin hu ashfa munach lamata, and that's the lowest part. That's close to the ground. Mizdame b'chol alachomer shunosi. In other words, the part that's always closest to the ground is the most physical. All right, we know that, right? Like the okay, the heel of the person is the most physical. I think we've spoken about that before. So the Mishkan sits in the physical part because it's the base kibble. It receives, it accepts. That relates to the physical part of man. The physical part of man, we wouldn't have an neshama just floating around. The neshama has to go somewhere. You know where the neshama goes? It goes into our bodies. So our physical bodies are the receptacle for the Mishkan, for our neshama, the same way the sockets of the Mishkan are a receptacle for the Mishkan itself. So the Adonim are the receptacles, they're the physical part. That relates to the Kli HaMa'asa. And that's why the Machzus HaShekel relates to that aspect of the Avera. The Devers that you do, it's the Chachamim, and all the Chachamim know this, all your consternation, there's looks of consternation on your faces, but if you're a Chacham, you wouldn't have these looks. That's what the Maharal says, because the Chachamim know this. The Enkam Bekomen, now's not the time to elaborate. So I want to finish this tomorrow because it really is fantastic. There's another thought he brings out. So far we've got the fact that there's three aspects of the Avera, and all three need a kapara. We've only talked about the kapara of two of them so far. We'll get to the others tomorrow. So let's save these sheets. Have a good day, and thank you for listening. Bye, Gabriel.